While cats may get the luxury of 9 lives, humans usually only get 1. So what happens to Fluffy if a piano falls on your head? What happens to Spot if his owner is no longer capable of receiving that freshly fetched morning paper? Well, here to provide an option is Amy Sheever, founder of Pet Guardian. It's an organization that helps to set up trust funds for pets. Amy Sheever joins us from Pet Guardian headquarters in Los Gatos, California. Amy Sheever, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Amy, what exactly is Pet Guardian to start with?
Pet Guardian is a program that we've developed with the help of Best Friends Animal Society, who runs a large sanctuary in Utah. The components of our program not only include a legal pet trust document that can be used in any state, but it also includes what's called a care instructions document, which basically is a blueprint as to how you want your pets taken care of, a cost analysis to understand how much to set aside for their pets. We also include what are called emergency ID cards so that people know in case of an emergency who to contact. And then finally, how Best Friends works with us is that as long as you've designated caregivers in your plan, should something happen and those caregivers no longer be able to take care of your pets, then Best Friends will actually help find homes for your pets.
You know, Amy, it strikes me as a very common sense thing to do and a wonderful thing to do. I think obviously a lot of people who maybe first hear of it think, trust funds for pets? Have things gotten this carried away? But you're just describing a very logical, almost methodical process to smoothing out a difficult time in a lot of people's lives.
Well, and as any responsible pet owner should be thinking about this, you know, not always do we think about this. And it wasn't really until when September 11th happened in 2001 that I personally didn't really step up to the plate and do something about it. But I was reading about the 800 orphan pets in New York City, the fact that, you know, the average age of the person who had passed away was 39 years old. And I thought, you know, this is something that every pet owner needs to do because we don't know how long we're going to be here. And it's really up to us as responsible pet owners to make sure that our pets are going to be taken care of should something ever happen to us.
It all makes total sense to me. A sad reflection is that many Americans never get around to writing their own will.
And you know what's amazing is most of the people contacting us have not started that process for their own self or their own families. But I'm sure that, as you're aware, a lot of people are going to do something for their pets before they do something for themselves. We have many clients who contact us who are willing to spend thousands of dollars at the vet every year for their pets, but they themselves will not go into a doctor's office. And many of the people contacting us have never even thought of an estate plan for themselves or their human members of their own families. But because this option is now available, they're really thinking twice about their own pets, and they want to make sure that their pets are being taken care of.
So it sounds like you could make some referrals to some estate planners for the human side of things.
Absolutely.
That's a good side business for you.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because if you look at numbers, there's more than $36 billion being spent on our pets each year, which is actually more money being spent than we spend on candy or jewelry and even toys. And so, you know, people are out there and they want to make sure that their pets are comfortable and being taken care of. And this is just another logical step in making sure that our pets will receive continuous care no matter what happens to us.
Amy Sheever, we are a financial radio program, so walk us through the numbers here. How much is it going to cost to protect my pet? What might Sparky receive if I can no longer care for him?
Well, our program costs $500. And how our program works is we help come up with an appropriate number, a sum of money that you need to leave aside for your pets. And that figure is calculated based on the life expectancy of the pet, the current cost that you spend on your pet, any types of emergency care that you want to build into this program, and then increased costs as the pets age. And as we all know, as your pets get older, they do require more care.
I'm wondering, Amy, does your business ever, I don't know, cause you some legal headaches? Let's pretend that a parent has left his or her pet iguana more than maybe that person left their daughter or son. Any interesting stories on that front?
Well, absolutely. I believe Doris Duke left her entire estate to her pets. And while that's a really nice gesture, we don't necessarily need our pets to have that much money or that much property. And the biggest issue with pet trusts, in fact, is the fact that they do get contested in court when they're overfunded. So it's really important to have a justification behind the amount that you leave aside for your pets, which is why we've come up with this cost analysis to help you come up with a realistic sum of money to leave aside for your pets. And if that number startles you, one of the things you may want to think about is tying this to your life insurance policy, talking to your insurance agent, making sure that the beneficiary of your life insurance policy can cover this pet trust should something happen to you. But that is a really important component to think about, is making sure that you're not overfunding your trust, that you're, you know, making the appropriate arrangements and leaving a realistic sum to cover what your pets need.
Any pets for you, Amy Shever?
Oh, absolutely. We recently rescued a 5-year-old blind and deaf dog who is going to bankrupt us.
How did you rescue the dog?
Well, he was actually going to be euthanized. His family no longer wanted to deal with having the issues of having a blind and deaf dog.
Mm. So I'm assuming you have a trust for this dog.
Yes, we do. We actually have more than... We've created more than our pet guardian program. We actually have several different caregivers that are committed to caring for a pet should something happen to them. And they have all the detailed instructions. They know exactly, you know, how much to cover and cost should something happen to us. So we want to make sure that all of our pets are going to be taken care of, even in case of an emergency. If we get stuck in an airport and can't get home overnight, we want to make sure that people can get into our homes. They know where the food is, medication, supplies, so that our pets are not being left alone.
Hmm. We're going to close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. Amy, I'll be asking you about things in your world and ask you if they were stocks, which they're not, but if they were, would you be buying, selling, or holding right now? And a sentence as to why. You ready?
Okay.
Let's start off with the trend of annoying celebrities owning very, very tiny dogs. Buy, sell, or hold.
I'd say sell on that one. Again, I think a lot of those pets are coming from the puppy mills, which, again, you know, I'm not too much in favor of. There's a lot of celebrities out there that are going out to shelters and rescue groups and adopting homeless pets, and I would much rather see a scruffy-looking adopted pet on the side of a celebrity than one of these little she-she dogs that have been purchased by a breeder.
Mm. Pet superstores like PetSmart, Petco, buy, sell, or hold.
I'm going to say buy on that one. I think a lot of these stores are becoming responsible, helping adopt pets out of their stores. They have great products for pets, and I truly believe that they're in it for the right reasons.
I agree with you. It's interesting to note about these businesses, and PetSmart is one I've recommended as a stock in the past. It's interesting to note that they're increasingly becoming service-oriented. It may have started with cat food and dog food, but today it seems as much about training and other services as it is about products.
Right, absolutely. And I think that they truly do care about the environment for pets. You know, they do have their dog washing and their training. But again, you know, they are offering rescue groups to come in and keep pets there to adopt, which is wonderful. And I think they are becoming more responsible about making sure people are educated about how to care for their pets. For example, a lot of them are stopping the sale of large birds who will outlive their pet owners. Just for that fact alone is that they're trying to be responsible as far as businesses that work with pet owners.
Mm. And I guess the more service-oriented you get, the more you really have to be that way. The profit motive becomes about being well-respected and doing a good job.
Right. Well, pets are a part of our family, and it's an emotional thing to do when you're dealing with your pets and buying things for your pets.
That was Amy Shever, founder of Pet Guardian. She joined us from Pet Guardian headquarters in Los Gatos, California. And they called it...